9 people have died in Bloomington Normal in gun violence this year. More than that tally have survived bullet wounds. The group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense marked the 6th anniversary of the Sandy Hook massacre with a vigil at St. John's Lutheran Church in Bloomington on Sunday. They read the names of the Twin Cities people who've died in gunfire in 2018.
Joseph Gardner. Reginald Hart Jr. Tanisha A. Brown, Stephen C. Alexander, Nate Pena, Corey Jackson, Juan Carlos Perez, Trevante D. Kirkwood, Egerton Dover.
The 9 are among the nearly 500,000 people in the U.S. who have died in gunfire in the last decade. Robin Cashin says she knew 3 of the young men from her Bloomington Junior High job as a social worker and counselor who routinely talks to kids about what they want to do with their lives and had close contact with 2 of them.
These young men had their hopes and dreams violently stolen from them. One of the young men had just turned 18, barely an adult. He will never get a chance to fulfill those future plans.
Cashin also notes 2 of the 9 were new fathers themselves. Rabbi Rebecca Dubow of Moses Montefiore Temple says U.S. gun violence is so high that not even in a place of worship can people feel safe.
The rate of gun violence in the United States is up to 25 times higher than other developed countries. Enough is enough.
Westside Pastor Andrew Held of City Life Youth for Christ told the crowd that even during a meeting on what to do about gun violence, the problem intruded.
When we ended that meeting, we were talking about getting ice cream, and 4 shots rang out, and Antoine Smith came running from Jefferson Street onto Washington Street. He was shot in his jaw and he was shot in his shoulder. We were able to sit him down, we were able to pray with him, calm him down, and he survived. And it wasn't a week later, having Bible study, that a guy came running up through Allen Street, shooting at a crowd of about 18s, 3 moms with baby strollers, didn't hit anybody in the crowd, but kids running and screaming.
Held says those incidents launched his church into youth ministry. He says he officiated this year at the funeral of Stephen Alexander, one of the 9 shot to death in Bloomington Normal.
His brother had to come in handcuffs from prison. Everyone had to exit. His brother had to mourn in handcuffs as we stood there just alone, me and him. And then he exited. Then his father had to come in handcuffs, and that man was destroyed. Hardest funeral I've ever done, hardest. That has to stop. This cycle of violence needs to stop.
Held says not only do laws need changing, adults need to help young people make different choices. He says at the funerals and vigils he's attended this year, there are siblings and mothers, but no men.
We need loving, caring adults to spend time with these youth. Not programs. We need you. What are you going to do after today? After you heard those names, what's next?
He urges people to get involved with existing programs like the ones at Western Avenue Community Center.
If it's that serious, then we need to just abandon all things that distract us from this mission and move forward into serving our youth and loving our youth and doing it whatever we can to keep them from making these poor choices. Vote, yes, definitely vote. But the kids I serve, they go and they get trunkloads of guns every week. Doesn't matter what the law is. It's the heart issue. That's the real issue.
Moms demand action for Gun Sense member Tammy Mance has a daughter, Haley. Haley sang a song at the vigil. Tammy Mance says she thought her daughter might pick something uplifting that would offer hope. Instead, Haley picked the song, If I Die Young. Tammy Mance said that is a wake-up call, and it breaks her heart that her daughter is not the only young person who thinks about dying.
Instead of our children wondering what they will be when they grow up, our children are wondering if they will get the chance to grow up. And that is just not right.
Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense, formed in March of 2017 in response to the shooting at Parkland High School in Florida. I'm Charlie Schlenker, WGLT News.